Hi everybody! Week 5 of my home training was quite a busy week this week, with different things happening each day. To start with, I went to Harrogate as part of my work placement for Henshaw Society for Blind People as a volunteer in the marketing department. It was wonderful to meet with some of the staff and service users based there and talk face to face to explore how they benefit from a different service provided by Henshaw's, as I'm only familiar with the Manchester Resource Centre at the moment. So I had a tour around both the Arts and Crafts Centre and Specialist College. However, as mentioned in week 4 of my home training, Tammy is a vocal dog and her whinging did escalate for no apparent reason on this day in Harrogate. I'm not sure if she was fed up. She certainly wasn't nervous of the new surroundings because she settled down relatively easily and had lots of attention from staff, students and service users alike. But whenever I put her under the table or made her sit and wait while our tour guides went through the various areas of the Arts and Crafts Centre and College, she did enjoy having a whine and a moan. So this prompted me to get in touch with my guide dog mobility instructor as soon as possible, as it had gotten much worse this week, more than ever. As I mentioned, I did know that she was a vocal dog when we were first matched. And when we did our residential training, she'd only do it a few times a day, and I actually found it rather cute that she was talking to me. But since, you know, returning home and since the new year and using public transport and going to lots of different places and real life has picked up again now that the festive period is over, it's gotten worse. And you know, it's not that she doesn't enjoy the workload. She's young, she's adaptable, and she loves working, as seen when she absolutely, you know, bangs my leg by whacking her tail, you know, from wagging it so much when guiding me. So she loves being the brains of the operation. So I was quite concerned, as I've never had a dog before, I've never had a guide dog before, and I didn't understand what the whinging was for, and no idea how to handle or control the situation, and I felt a little helpless. I suppose every guide dog owner has a low point at the start of their journey, whether it's from, you know, the first day at the residential training and you've got this big responsibility to look after, you know, you've got to spend, groom, feed and generally care for a dog that you've only just met, and you know, that can be a big shock. Or whether it's when your residential training's finished and it's the first evening home and you're trying to get back into your old routine and also adjust to having a new dog, that can be quite shocking as well. But those things didn't affect me that much. You know, it didn't affect me at all, actually. but yeah, the day in Harrogate was my low point. You know, I found that very, very difficult to deal with. Obviously, no dog is perfect, but the whinging was becoming very hard to deal with for me, and it was becoming a major problem. I have quite a busy life, which is why I wanted a guide dog in the first place and why I signed up to be a guide dog owner in September 2013 to complement the busy lifestyle and to help me get to places independently and safely without having to rely on other people. It had been a 14-month-long journey waiting to be matched, and it was absolutely wonderful to get the news in November. But, you know, as I say, the whinging was making things so difficult. The next day was a photo shoot with the RNIB, where Tammy and I walked against the backdrops of Media City, Salford Quays and Piccadilly Gardens. And I have to say that Tammy did do much better this day. It was a very long day indeed, and, you know, she still whinged her little head off. but considering we'd never properly met these RNIB staff members before, she did well. She adapted really well. We had to repeat a lot of walking in certain locations, and the back command was used to death by the end of the day. So I was much more impressed that day than the day before in Harrogate. The following day, my guide dog mobility instructor came out to see me following my concerns for Tammy's whinging. We met on the tram in Eccles and travelled to Cornbrook, which is the interchange, and then headed back on ourselves. Tammy was still quite vocal throughout the journey, but not as bad as in previous days, but it still gave a really good picture of what she has been like. I also recorded a 10-minute audio snippet spliced together with seamless whinging throughout two of my journeys to present to my guide dog mobility instructor, who could see the problem after a few minutes and even said that she was fed up of listening to it. So as it was causing a bit of a problem, I have been given some techniques to use to reduce the whinging. As I said, I'm fine with Tammy being a vocal dog, but when she's doing it all the time, it's very difficult to deal with. So I shall now be correcting her physically using the half check lead when she starts to do it, as verbal correction wasn't working for me. So she does now stop when she knows I've put my hand further down the lead to correct her. So it is working, and I'm really happy now that I have some control over the situation. It's not going to go away completely, but if I can reduce it, then that's absolutely fine and fair enough. I do like her talking, but not when it descends into whinging. Friday was a rebranding workshop at Henshaw's, and it was also a great opportunity to put into practice what I'd been advised to do. On the bus and tram on the way there, she had whinged, and I did correct her. So it was working really well, so much so that there was barely a peep out of her during the actual meeting. She was probably incredibly fed up of being corrected, but I was so happy to see results so fast. This is something we're going to have to keep working on. Having a dog is not easy by any stretch, and we all get tested as owners very early on. But this partnership is something worth working for and worth putting the hard work into. I love Tammy to bits, even after a month and a half. She's definitely taken my heart away, and you know, she's fantastic at her job when she's working in harness. It's just the quiet moments that she isn't too fond of. But if we can see results like on Friday, then I'm much more confident, feel much more in control, and feel more positive. So our training with my guide dog mobility instructor, sadly, is coming to an end. I won't be seeing her too much after next week, which will be a quick visit to check on the progress of my correction of Tammy's whinging. We have our initial commands, techniques and skills completely ingrained into us. We have our initial routes down, and we've done absolutely tons of stuff away from training as well. So we've travelled to Leeds before Christmas, we've travelled to Harrogate and Knaresborough, we've been to Henshaw's many times in Old Trafford, we've been to the Trafford Centre, we've met friends and family in my local area of Earlham and Salford Quays. We've shopped independently at Tesco, the Co-op, McCall's and the pharmacist. And we've been out in all weather conditions, both day and night. So, you know, these are all things I would never have done on my own, but can now do with Tammy by my side. So she has made such a difference in, you know, a month and a half, and it's just incredible. My guide dog mobility instructor will be getting her new batch of dogs for February, which is only 8-9 days away now. So week 6 will probably be the final update in my home training series before I then move on to other aspects in my life. Though, of course, regular Tammy updates will be posted in between. So thank you very much for listening, and I will speak to you all again in my next update.